Samuel L.
Hamburgers.
Is your website purdy?
The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Does it work right?
This is a tasty burger.
Can people find it?
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage to wash this down?
Say it!
Man, you been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast. Because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design, where we're sicking the dogs of knowledge on you every other Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. On those alternating Thursdays, we're doing Mind Rewind, where you can hear a past podcast. We revisit it because some of those past podcasts are really relevant, and especially for some of new listeners tuning in, it's kind of a good way to get you caught up. Of course, you can listen whenever and wherever you want. Thank you for listening through our website, welcometomind.com, on iTunes and Stitcher, coming soon to Google Play. Thank you for the love on Pinterest and on Facebook as well. And if you have any burning questions about the design of your website, the development, the functionality of your website, your SEO, your content marketing, your pay-per-click marketing, whatever, email them to us at info@minddnd.com. Hit us up on Facebook or through our website. We love answering your questions on the podcast. So keep them coming in. One question that's been coming up a lot lately has to do with Google PageRank, which Google is in the process of removing from public view. Oh, horror of horrors. No more PageRank. It doesn't really bother me at all, really. Some of you may be freaking out about it a bit because it sounds on the surface like Google is no longer going to rank your page or let you see what your rank is. I'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Because, I mean, it does sound kind of misleading. Because if you believe that is what PageRank is or something in that vicinity, then you're in for a surprise. Anyway, I never used PageRank for anything other than an initial barometer to indicate how well or not well a website was probably being managed and as an initial indicator of the strength or authority of a website. If a website had a PageRank of 3 or 4, it usually indicated a website that has been around for a little while and has earned trust. So, again, I never used PageRank for anything really more than that. In the year 2000, 16 years ago, Google released the first version of Google Toolbar for Internet Explorer with the first version of the PageRank meter. So that's how far back PageRank goes. Now, 10 years ago, PageRank was referred to as Google's secret sauce. Now Google is removing it from public view, so you and I won't be able to even see it. And it's going back to being a secret. Now, this is really okay, as PageRank really hasn't even been relevant in the past 5 years or so. Now, some experts hated the PageRank meter because link spammers would basically use it to troll the web and find high PR sites to link to and to ask for links from. I mean, it made manipulation of links really, really easy. Some people actually believe that PageRank meter caused the problem. It caused link wheels. I don't know that I'd go that far, but it made it very, very easy. Now, there's nothing wrong with that method as far as, using PageRank to find high PR sites that may be relevant to your website and if you want to do a guest blog post or something. There's nothing wrong with that. And some good people in good businesses using best practices also utilize this method. But the problem is it made research too easy, so it wound up attracting the spammers, and they came in and overdid everything to death and ruined it for everyone. Kind of like what the Sex Pistols did to punk rock back in the 70s. Punk was gaining in popularity on both sides of the Atlantic. You had the Ramones, you had television, you had the Clash. And then along came the Sex Pistols. They overdid everything to death and wound up accelerating both the rise in popularity and the subsequent downfall of the punk movement in the 70s. Now, the spammers are basically the SEO equivalent of the Sex Pistols. They're just not as cool. Except that they didn't cause the death of SEO. They created the need for it to evolve in this cat and mouse Google algorithmic update game. I would also argue that none of the spammers are as intelligent and articulate as John Lydon, a.k.a. Johnny Rotten. So basically, this news is, in my opinion, just more indication of the importance of rank brain in the Google algorithm. And believe me, we're going to get a little bit more into that in a few minutes. These page rank scores will undoubtedly be affected in some way. And who knows? They may even be more accurate than ever. But Google's not letting us see it. It's going to be a secret. We're not going to be able to see it anymore. Rank brain may allow an even more granular page rank kind of score. And I'm thinking that Google may either, one, have no plans to share that score with us at all in the future because they already know how crazy SEO spammers would use it. Or two, they have no plans to share that score with us until they refine it to whatever their satisfaction is for us. Meanwhile, any of you that that don't know what PageRank is, it's not the actual ranking of your page in the SERPs. PageRank, you know, it's not where you come up in a given search. PageRank is named after Larry Page, one of the co-founders of Google. Even though it once was Google's secret sauce, Page is a reference to its creator's name and not to actual web pages. So now, on to SMX 2016. Search Engine Marketing Expo in San Jose is over, and there was some great info on the near future of SEO. Now, I'm not a big expo kind of guy, but I do like following the Search Engine Marketing Expo, San Jose, and then in Seattle in June, because a lot of the major changes or major evolutions in SEO are introduced at those conferences. So we're going to look at some of those key points you should be aware of, key changes in SEO, if you will. Some of these changes are more of a change in mindset. Some of them are a change in function. This first one is more of a change in mindset, and that is, number one, start using keyword research for customer intelligence. Now, frankly, I've done this for years because it just makes sense, but you don't hear very many people talking about it. There's so much emphasis on research based on marketing surveys, and I got news for you. Marketing surveys in general are not accurate, nor have they ever really been. Granted, there are exceptions, but I've seen statistics saying 40 to 70%, 50 to 75%, and even recently up to 84% of people don't give honest answers about their behaviors in marketing surveys. I believe that. I absolutely believe that because of my experience with the Arbitron ratings back in my radio days in the 90s. Arbitron ratings were the radio equivalent of TV's Nielsen ratings, which were equally inaccurate. We mockingly referred to the Arbitron ratings as the arbitrary ratings. And not just at the station I was working at the time, but pretty much every station I ever worked at back in the day. They were referred to not as the Arbitron ratings, but the arbitrary ratings, because it was well known that Arbitron would send these little tracking books called listening diaries out to people, and those people would presumably have this diary handy whenever and wherever, Shakira, they were listening to the radio. Now put yourself in that scenario. How important is that diary to you? And are you really going to bring it with you everywhere? Some of you take it more seriously and are responsible about it, and you would fill it out properly. And that's great. And that really means you're truly more responsible than the rest of us. really than the most of us. But probably the rest of us. Because what would happen is people would forget the diaries, and then at the last minute realize, oh my God, I've got to mail this back tomorrow. So they fill it with the radio stations they listen to for the past 60 to 90 days and when they listen to those stations. I mean, think about it. It's last minute, cramming for a test, basically. How accurate is that information they're putting down? Oh, you know, I guess I listened from 6 to 9 p.m. on this day. Do you really know? Can you really analyze that 60 days, that 90 days in 90 minutes? I don't know. Yeah, not accurate at all. But it's all we had. Around that same time in the 90s, 1996 to be exact, McDonald's introduced the Arch Deluxe, the burger with the grown-up taste, marketed specifically to adults. Any of you that remember that? Those commercials were unsettling. You know, Ronald McDonald is growing up. Just what does a hamburger clown become when he grows up? He didn't look any different. I mean, it was really, really kind of weird. But anyway, the Arch Deluxe, it was the burger with the grown-up taste, and it was marketed specifically to adults. And this happened as a result of a marketing survey and is one of the most expensive failures of all time. I mean, they went all out on this. Some blame the failure on listening to inaccurate marketing surveys, while others believe it was the actual product itself that failed to hit the mark. At the end of the day, it didn't work, and it was instigated by a marketing survey. The point with this, you can't trust marketing surveys. But you can trust keyword research based on what consumers are actually typing into the search engines to find what they want, to find you. Two nice tools that can help you come up, that can help you, you know, come up with some options and give you a clue in your keyword research as far as what people are typing in to find you is they are straight from Google. Google related searches and Google Trends. They'll help you, they will help you create a strategy built on data you can actually trust. And speaking of trustworthy data, how about links? How about linkless links? Ah, I love a good contradiction. And that's number two. The second major SEO point from SMX 2016 is the advent of the linkless link. Now, this is not an entirely new concept. You know, this was being discussed a couple of years ago, that linkless mentions were gaining in relevance. And, you know, a linkless link, I say that because it sounds funny. It's not actually a link because it is linkless, but it is a linkless mention. And these linkless mentions of other products or businesses on your website could be just as important or powerful because the search engines actually can easily identify these mentions and associate them with businesses, brands, services, and products. And they can use those factors as a site quality and authority signal. Links are still a factor, but they don't rule the roost like they once did. Links are not enough. You need linkless mentions. You need reviews and, you know, and things like that to augment your links. You're basically having to justify your validity to the search engines because of all of your contemporaries who bought Facebook likes or who bought links. In buying those ranking factors, they devalued them for everyone. And they probably bought them cheap too. It's the great rock and roll swindle. Now here's a third major change. And I talked about this just a couple of months back. The increasing importance of voice search. And you have to think about the impact this has on how you're approaching what you do with your SEO. We can thank the rise in mobile usage for this one. Well over 50% of teens, and now, recent surveys show, not marketing surveys, recent statistics show that 40% of adults are using voice search every day, just on the Google app. And what does this mean for your SEO? It means that keywords themselves no longer rule the roost. They are obviously important. I always stress that when I make statements like that. Keywords will always be important. How can somebody know what kind of business you have if you don't have the words that describe that kind of business, that kind of category? So they always will be important, but intent and context are also important now, and voice search is on the rise big time. So the actual questions people ask when searching for a business like yours are now front and center because people don't talk the way they type. If you're doing a desktop search, for instance, for a good Italian restaurant in Lancaster, PA, right here in good old Lancaster, believe me, Lancaster is not short on Italian restaurants and pizzerias. You might type Italian restaurants Lancaster if you're doing that search on desktop. Conversely, a voice search would be more like a question that you would ask me or I would ask you. What's a good Italian restaurant in Lancaster? That's how people would be doing voice search. We are now talking to our good friends Siri and Cortana like they're actual human beings. Am I the only person kind of creeped out by this? Anyway, the point with voice search is context and actual spoken sentences. FAQs, baby. And finally, the fourth major change, again, something we have talked about a bit on the podcast previously, and we're going to be talking about it more because it's here to stay, and we'll see how it evolves. And this thing is called rank brain. The big statement being thrown around now is that the three most important ranking factors are content, links, and rank brain. First of all, content, absolutely. Second of all, links, it's diversified links. It's not links as it was 10 years ago. Real links, including reviews, social media, etc. No link schemes, please. That's so 10 years ago. And then rank brain. First of all, rank brain itself is not a factor, really. It is, but it isn't. How's that for ambiguity? Rank brain is a machine learning program. Some call it AI, but it's not really. It's a machine learning program that basically takes all of the other factors of Hummingbird. That's the name for the whole Google algorithm. And processes those factors to determine the relevance of your site in any given search. So in that respect, it's a factor, but it is a factor in that it takes all the other factors and processes them. Rank brain also requires us to change our mentality with regard to how we view SEO. It enables Google to better keep up with the swift advances in voice search and SEO signals in general to determine the best results. And it also requires us to change our mentality with regard to how we view SEO. It's not 10 years ago anymore. It's not 5 years ago anymore. Keywords don't rule the roost like they once did. They are important and always will be, but their relevance has changed, and rank brain is the best indicator of that. Don't just optimize for keywords. Think about that particular page on your site. Think about the query that would lead someone to that page and how well that page fulfills that need. Even if the exact keywords don't appear in that page's content. You heard me right. It's the intent of your content. In the case of an FAQ, the keywords are appearing in the question probably 99% of the time. So then how are you answering the question? It's the intent of your content, the intent of your answer, the intent of the information you're giving, not just the keywords. It's Eric Clapton, Color of Money. It's in the way that you use it. It's in the way you use those keywords. If your goal is to have your website helpful to users and with content that is the voice of a real human being, all this stuff can be pretty easy to understand once you strip away the cyborg exoskeleton, that is. We're trying to find the humanity behind your website. Never lose sight of that goal, because beyond all the technology, beyond all the advances in the Google algorithm, that's what the ultimate goal is. That's the holy grail, if you will, in this world of internet marketing. Thank you again for listening to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. Thanks for following us on Pinterest and Facebook. Thanks for listening right off the site on iTunes and on Stitcher. Coming soon to Google Play. As soon as they get their act together, we're ready for them. We appreciate you listening however you listen. Keep those questions coming in to us, and we'll see you again next week.
From the Minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Oh, you were finished. Well, allow me to retort.